News. I'm Jackie Quinn. President Biden may be sidelined by COVID-19, but Vice President Kamala Harris has come out swinging today over what was heard at the Republican National Convention last night.
And there is so much at stake.
Speaking in North Carolina, Harris's vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance's speech about America left out the conservative Project 2025 plan to reshape the federal government. She says the GOP claim of unity has to be more than words.
You cannot claim to be for unity if you try to overturn a free and fair election.
There have been new calls in the Democratic Party for Joe Biden to step aside and allow another candidate to run. Tonight, Donald Trump addresses the RNC, giving his acceptance speech. Unemployment blipped up last week. Another 20,000 people applied for benefits, but that's still in line with Fed targets. And the cost of a mortgage blipped lower. Here's the AP's Alice Vega.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.89%. The pullback provides modest relief for borrowers at a time when home prices are at record highs.
The family of a Springfield, Illinois woman saying that it's glad to hear that a deputy's been charged with murder in this month. Shooting death of Sonia Massey, her uncle on WICS.
Sonia was really one of the nicest, most peaceful people that you could ever know.
Deputy Sean Grayson was indicted and held without bond for shooting the black woman who had called for help thinking there was an intruder in her home. Boeing says it's closer to understanding what went wrong with its Starliner astronaut capsule, still docked at the International Space Station. The S&P 500 has been down about 0.5% throughout the afternoon. This is AP News. A Russian court says closing arguments will come tomorrow in the case of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich being held on spying charges.
A U.S. journalist has appeared at a second trial in Russia for espionage charges, while talks of a prisoner exchange between Russia and the U.S. go on behind the scenes. Evan Gershkovich is accused of gathering information for the U.S. while on a reporting trip in Yekaterinburg, where he was arrested. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that Moscow and Washington's intelligence services are discussing an exchange involving Gershkovich, according to Russian state news agency TASS. Russia has previously signaled the possibility of a swap involving Gershkovich, but it says a verdict, which could take months, would have to come first. Even after a verdict, any release could still take months or years. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. military is celebrating an all-Japanese U.S. Army unit. It was key in liberating Italy. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.